Senator Al Simpson. Robert Bork leaves the Federal Appeals Court today. Ted Kennedy and I will face off about Bork's new and exciting activities after this. Robert Bork is stepping down from the federal bench today, Ted. But the good and big news is that he is now free to speak, write, and teach about the law. He will now be able to finally comment publicly about the crude process he endured last fall. What is really the appropriate process for confirming a judicial nominee, Ted? It is surely never right to misrepresent a person's record. Our judicial nominating process is now being hideously gimmicked by those who see the courts only as a way to enact the laws that Congress will not pass. Robert Bork will not be a Supreme Court justice, Ted. That's a real shame. But as he enters again into the public debate in his bright and articulate way, he may have much more of an impact on the process than you had ever dreamed.
Al, I feel a little sorry for Bork. He's turning into a pathetic figure, something like the Flying Dutchman, condemned to roam the earth forever, railing against his fate. You're one of the worst offenders, Al. Long after it was obvious that the Battle of Bork was over, you urged him to carry on a hopeless fight so he could be used as a pawn for your right-wing propaganda on the Constitution and your endless schemes to stack the federal courts with judges outside the mainstream of justice in America. President Reagan failed to achieve his ideological agenda in the Congress, and it's a mistake for him to try to achieve it in the courts. You can't rewrite history, Al, and Bork can't either. He got a fair shake by the Senate and the country. His views were too extreme for the Supreme Court. President Reagan was wrong to nominate him, and the Senate was right to reject him. This is Ted Kennedy. Senator Al Simpson and I will face off next on taxing capital gains. Tune in tomorrow on the Mutual Broadcasting System.